Hello, thanks for joining me. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. As we know, Cyprus is part of the canonical territory of the Latin Patriarchate of Jerusalem. And the Patriarch himself, Fouad Twal, will be among the key players at the forthcoming Synod for the Middle East, which will take place in October in Rome. He's among those with Pope Benedict XVI in Cyprus at the moment. Charles Collins caught up with him there.
Well, we are very pleased to see the Holy Father come back to the Holy Land. We have to remember that Cyprus is a part of the Latin Patriarchate of Jerusalem, and we are here for this. He is again with us in the Holy Land. And as you know, the situation is still the same, despite all the calls of the Father, despite our prayers, despite the goodwill of many, many people. The situation of conflict is still there, and here we are just on the border between this. We are already acquainted with walls, and you can see the walls everywhere here as well as in Jerusalem. The most important meaning of this visit, you have to remember the first theme of the Instrumentum Laboris of the Lineamenta was the communion. I think this must be the point on which we have to underline the communion between, first of all, between us Catholic with our many good rites. They are a richness, but I hope that they stay richness, not a cause of division. And then the communion with the other church, with the Orthodox Church. We are happy to know this very good relation between the Greek Cypriot Church and the Catholic Church. We have good collaboration through our institutions, through the Caritas, through the schools in a special way. And you will see that how they will receive very well the Pope, whether the civil authorities or the Cypriot Church. For sure they will be an encouragement for us to stay, for Christians to stay, to collaborate, to be aware of our identity as Christians in this Middle East.
And that identity is attached to this, the physicality of the places.
Identity, which means we must know that we are here before any other religion, before the Islams came, we are the people of this, of the Holy Land. Identity as citizens and as Christians. We are not refugees, though our situation is bad, difficult. But at the same time, I can say we have many good things, many good signs, thanks God. We have many pilgrims coming to see us, to pray for us, thanks God. We have good solidarity from all the Catholic world, even not Catholic, solidarity to the Holy Land, to the institutions, to the church. We have at the same time seminaries packed from seminarians. It is not everything is dramatic. We must be even optimistic. Despite the dramatic situation, we must be optimistic, must be courageous, relying not on the political situation, relying on the words of the Lord who said, "Don't be afraid, I am with you." And if he is with us, we must be courageous and go on without any fear.
The countries that are covered by the Middle East Synod, Cyprus is right now the only one that is still majority Christian. Yet if we look back, 100, 200, 300 years, the rest of the Middle East was that. Is there a fear of this loss of the Christian presence in the Holy Land? Is how big a theme is this going to be during the Synod?
Well, really, we have two dramas in the Holy Land. First of all, the lack of peace. And the second, the emigration of our Christians. And we have to remember that those who leave are those who have more culture, more diplomas, and the young people. That's the fact with the schools. When they finish the university, the schools, and they cannot find any work. Everything is closed. The walls are closed. I do understand that the first option that they have is to leave, looking for something better outside. They know it is a problem, big problem for us. They must be aware that The fact to be in the Holy Land is a mission, and any mission means sacrifices, means a cross. They must be aware of this spiritual dimension of our presence. Second, we leaders and the government and Israel and the international community, we must give them more hope that one day peace can come, justice can come, and they can have just normal life. What we are looking for them and for us and for our priests and nuns, just normal life. We don't want privilege. Till now we have in this normal life.
You were listening there to the head of the Latin Patriarchate of Jerusalem, Fuad Twal. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.